Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. A few years back, I installed exterior cameras and lights. They're great when I'm home or awake and we hear something. I can check the cameras and they record. However, having been in the security business, I knew there was no substitute for a professionally monitored system. I wanted a high-quality system at an affordable price, and I discovered CoveSmart.com. CoveSmart.com has excellent equipment, including sensors, cameras, and even medical alerts. It was easy to place my order online, arrived within days, and I was surprised how easy it was to install. In fact, my then 12-year-old son did most of the install in less than 30 minutes. No crazy wiring. And when on occasion someone forgets to turn it off when letting the dog out, I can count on CoveSmart.com to respond. It's simple to cancel the false alarm online and via text, but so comforting to know help would be on the way. I highly recommend CoveSmart.com. Use the code Pastor Greg for an additional $25 off. CoveSmart.com. Get yours today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest. He is a retired lieutenant colonel from the United States Army. Spent 20 years as a veteran in the United States Army Infantry and Special Operational Forces, multiple combat deployments in Iraq, a diplomatic assignment in Kuwait, several other deployments in the Middle East, Europe, Asia, and Central America. He's the CEO of the Near East Center for Strategic Engagement. You can find them at NECSE.net. That's NECSE.net. We'll get it up here on the screen during this time that we're together in this interview. I had the pleasure of having the Colonel on a number of times, almost 10 years ago now, at the time that I was working to try to shed the light on what was happening to Assyrian Christians under the Obama administration, who was and the assault of ISIS and that attack on them. And that is when Facebook said that I no longer could carry the moniker of pastor because I was fighting for Assyrian Christians to get asylum to this country. And my next guest was fighting to teach Assyrians how to defend themselves so they weren't slaughtered. And I am so grateful to have him back on the program. I want to welcome Lieutenant Colonel Sargis Sangari. Colonel Sangari, thanks for being here today. I really appreciate it, sir.
No, Pastor Young, thank you very much for giving us the opportunity to be here. As much as things change, they all stay the same, it seems, after 10 years.
I think this is the thing that for me is so gut-wrenching, is to see, you know, we have the five generals, right, that were released in the Bergdahl Exchange, Taliban, one of whom is now the president of the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. It's like reliving a nightmare, and I'm sure it's even worse for you because you were on the ground when all of this was taking place. Talk to me about some of the things that are not getting into the news. We talked a little bit about them in the warm-up, the Turkmenistan, but the the Istans that are being affected, the withdrawal of missiles in Saudi Arabia, the petrodollar issue. Go ahead. I'm going to just cut you loose and please talk to us about this and your thoughts on where this is taking us.
Well, Pastor Young, I know that 10 years ago we were on the ground. I was advising, and we were leading the Assyrian military force structures. These are the Christian Assyrians in Iraq and Syria that were fighting against ISIS at the time. We were not getting any type of a support, so we ended up, I created the United Assyrian Appeal, 501c3, and we gave money to the military families so the loved ones could fight. So there was an independent force structure that fought on the ground. We just not getting support on the Obama administration. Fast forward to 5 years ago, I stood on stage at a synagogue in Canada, and I was asked a question on talk about why is it that even the Western churches are not really doing anything significant to be able to press the current administration to do something about the Syrian Christians and what is happening for Christianity in the Middle East. And I told them that sometimes if you haven't faced evil as much as you have understood it from the biblical sense, until it faces you, you won't get an understanding of it, so you don't understand how to attack it. Fast forward to where we are today, as far as the United States really turning over their equipment, leaving in Bagram Air Base for the Taliban to get their hands on. And when I found out the night that we abandoned the equipment, within a few days, I got the ticket out, went to D.C., spoke to senatorial congressional staffers, and also physically met and talked to congressional staffer and said, we got to get this weapon, our hands on it, because otherwise the Taliban will. And they did. And today that equipment, the American MRAPs, are now being found through digital satellite imagery that are sitting in Iran. And that's what they're being seen. The issue is now the region has become a little bit more destabilized. In the past couple of weeks since the takeover by the Taliban, even Pakistan itself, as much as the Pakistan intelligence was the reason why Taliban was able to exist and survive within the Pakistan borders and was used in Afghanistan, they've had a number of suicide attacks internal into Pakistan against them. Pakistan major cleric has come up and said that the revolution has taken place. This is a global revolution that the Taliban were able to achieve, and you've even seen the Taliban flag rising over Pakistan itself. As far as the stands are concerned, they're all concerned now because they don't understand if the U.S. is going to recognize the government of Taliban. They believe that the U.S. will. We recognize Taliban as a legitimate government for Afghanistan. And because of that, a lot of the refugees that have escaped into Uzbekistan and Tajikistan are now looking at being sent back because those countries want to make sure that they have a good relationship with Taliban so that the Taliban does not destabilize them internally.
Right.
Unfortunately, most of these refugees are officers or others that were in the Afghan military that are not Taliban in thinking, and they will be sent back to be killed along with their family members. So this is where we are today, and not to speak of the fact that in northern Iraq today after Mosul fell, although the Syrian army was fighting, I had them fighting between 2014-2017, and we took them off the battlefield after the ISIS defeat. They're still operational in other capacities, and we got the word back that ISIS has started manifesting itself already as far as Kirkuk is concerned and other places in northern Iraq. And we're starting to raise money, funding again, to constitute the military force structure through support of their families, because we believe it's not by the end of this year. You're looking at a possible genocide against the Syrian Christians, the root of Christianity, finally in March of next year.
Well, and my understanding from talking with Cynthia Farahat was that the Taliban, there's a record now of the leader of Al-Qaeda essentially saying that they have merged with the Taliban. And so, you know, there's that danger And perhaps you could speak to that. And then I'd love to hear more about the missile withdrawal and the agreement now that has been entered into between the Saudis and Russia. And this is, I mean, an absolute opposition to all the work that President Trump's previous administration attempted to do through the Abrahamic Treaty that would have brought Saudi Arabia, because the Saudis were working with the Israelis and with the United States, and we were headed in a good direction.
Yeah, I mean, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, all these ISIS-K, as much as you think that they're opposing each other, they work together. They're all part of the same band of brothers, for a better term, because they have the similar same philosophy as the establishment of a caliphate on the Sharia law. The only argument is when should it be done and where it should be done, period. That's only the right issue that they have. Now, as far as the effects of that is concerned, from a technical standpoint, actually Afghanistan was not over for, longest war. It's still ongoing on the Korean Peninsula because South Korea never signed the armistice. Now, people will say, well, that's semantics, but no, that's technical aspect, right? So the longest war U.S. has been involved in is still the Korean War. With that said, if you look at it from a technical perspective, the United States, since the Bagram airfield exposure to the Taliban and the money that we have given to the Taliban in process of negotiating with them has now become, on a technical spec, one of the major state sponsor of terrorism and terrorist organizations, unfortunately, on the books, if you want to look at it from a technical perspective.
Okay.
What that has led to is the issue of what had happened under the previous POTUS. The previous POTUS put pressures and sanctions on Iran, but he kept one port called Port of Chabahar open in Iran, allowing the Indian government to develop that port for the Iranians to push a railhead into Afghanistan. What that did, India was a counter thrust against China because President Trump wanted to counter China even though he was leaving the Middle East. With that said, it allowed a squeezing of Iran, giving an opportunity for possible future support if need be for us to work with the Iranians if they're able to change internally with their governmental structures.
Okay.
What we did there, it forced the Pakistan government to have to force the Taliban to come to the table to negotiate. And we forced Pakistan to ensure not to fund Taliban support requirements with others. When Saudi Arabia went to meet with the Pakistan government because they were trying to find another source of support because of the Abraham Accords, and we had squeezed Saudi Arabia wasn't able to provide that support for them. So it really put Pakistan in a bad position. The issue was, fast forward to where we are now under the current POTUS, all that flipped because Pakistan, supporting with their IS, with their intelligence services, forced the Taliban move farther into the areas of Afghanistan. And if you look at the map, really, Taliban did not start squeezing the current POTUS until his inauguration. They tested him. The first place that they really strategically took, because for 2 months, Iran wasn't able to get any oil into Afghanistan. Instead of taking Kabul, which they could have, they went to Herat, took that to open the oil lanes for Iran. So it completely devastated everything that the previous POTUS had put on the table for the current leadership to be able to execute for the betterment of the country, not betterment of a political party.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to where we are on August 30th, you had the last plane from the U.S. military leave Afghanistan. And on that day, exactly, the Saudis, which are a funding members of OPEC, and Russia, which is a OPEC plus country, signed an agreement to get rid of the petrodollar. That means that is a possibility of looking at a basket of other currencies to include the yen and the rubles or whatever else is out there and the euro to be put together to counter Americans' ability with the dollar to be able to be still a viable currency. And if that happens over the next couple of years, you're going from the first economy to your money being worthless, because right now, Since 2009, we were at 0% interest rates. If today, based on those moves, you raise interest rate by 1%, you have to pay $225 billion of just interest on everything that we have suffered. Our economy will collapse because the current economy is not a solid economy. We build it kind of on sand based on our ability of what we thought could be done. When you add in the trillions of dollars, a package that the current POTUS has recommended to be passed, there's no recovery. This happened to us also in 2014 to 2017 timeframe. Because if you go back to 2014 timeframe, the Bank of Japan in October purchased a lot of American debt. And that's when the Russians made a phone call to their North Korean buddies, who recently just tested one of their other missiles that is threatening now Japan, in order to put pressure on the Obama administration and say, if you come into Syria and counter us in Syria, you're not going to fight a two-front war. We'll just have a much more regional conflict between North Korea and the Japanese. And of course, you know that some Japanese lost their lives when their Japanese islands were attacked. Today, right now, these countries you call the Russia, Iran, and Pakistan are part of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which China created 20 years ago to counter NATO. And as you have NATO escaping and being defeated in Afghanistan, the Chinese have now moved in, and they already have their folks in Bagram Airfield. They're helping to advise the Taliban, and they're about to sign possibly a defense cooperation agreement with the Taliban government. We will still keep on funding them from the U.S. probably through other networks. We will call them USAID. We'll call them NGOs, but really it's funneling money into the hands of the Taliban, because we really don't know what to do in the region. The best thing for America is, unfortunately, if the entire Afghanistan doesn't break into civil war, but implodes. So they're all killing each other, and that will counter China over the next decade, possibly, on the Belt and Road Initiative. Unfortunately, it will destabilize Pakistan. It will put India and Pakistan in a very real, possible war between these two different nations. And as all as might seem, the root of Christianity will be probably wiped out in northern Iraq. And we even see this affecting South Sudan, where you have terrorist operators trying to move into those oil fields under the current debacle that was taking place in South Sudan to take over the country.
My goodness. All right. Don't go anywhere. Lieutenant Colonel Sargent is going to be back with us right after this brief break. You're listening to Chosen Generation. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. And my guest is Lieutenant Colonel Sargis Sangari, USA, retired and CEO of the Near East Center for Strategic Engagement. You can find them at NECSE.net. That's NECSE.net. We were talking in the break. I mean, this is really significant news and information to understand that the U.S.'s agreement with Saudi Arabia, we broke it. This administration broke that agreement, subsequently meaning that the U.S. control of the petrodollar and the U.S. control as the reserve currency is in not pretend jeopardy, but as you're explaining to me, Colonel, it is in real jeopardy. And according to this agreement that's been entered into, pretty much it's done.
Look, Pastor, they were talking about China was initially proposing, it floated it to get rid of the U.S. currency as a reserve currency of the world, or the petrodollar. By doing that, you get rid of it. It doesn't have that standing. It's not tied to anything. It's just paper then. Iran floated that idea. Russia initially talked about it, but Russia was the only ones who were trying to do something in writing to counter, but they couldn't do it on their own. So what did we do when the current POTUS allowed them to push oil into Germany? It gave them the opportunity now for leverage. When we pulled out of Afghanistan and Saudi was in a position realizing that the current administration, just like the Obama administration, is going to support Iran his endeavors, because once Afghanistan falls in the hands of the Taliban, and I said in the previous segment where the Taliban actually alleviated the pressure off of Iran by securing Herat first, it told the Saudis that they're done. So it forced them to have to now go to the table with the Russians, not only to sign a defense cooperation agreement, which means those functional budget dollars, $150 that we do foreign multi-sales with, are no longer there. That's the way we keep our friends close to us. But it now gave the Russians an opportunity to force the Saudis to sign an agreement together to say it's time for OPEC and OPEC plus nations to say that we are not going to allow the dollar to be the dollar tied to oil itself for our functions. So now if a digital currency is introduced that they're working on, which China has been working on, or a basket of currencies, you're literally going to go from U.S. being number one economy in the world to U.S. being none. It doesn't fall to 2 or 3 or 15 or 35. It completely crashes. And that's what they're working on, because that's the ultimate squeeze of the United States, where you're spending money you don't have, you're in debt, and now you don't have a way to back up your currency. We cannot go back to the gold standard, because a lot of the gold that we had here, even for other countries have called and requested their gold because they don't believe that U.S. can honor that requirement. And if China goes into Taiwan, even our allies in Japan will not be able to do anything against stopping, and that's why they're trying to get rid of their Article 9 agreement in World War II, and are trying to take their security in their own hands because they can't trust the U.S. anymore.
Well, and India, who has been a very consistent partner of the United States, will suddenly find themselves out in the cold, and they won't be able to continue to sustain their defenses against the Taliban in the West and China in the East. Thank you for all of that. We appreciate it. Folks, it's going to be a bumpy ride. All I can tell you is this. We better stand on our faith right now.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.